Session 122, January 18, 1965. The Early Sessions, Volume 3 of the Seth Material. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth, this procedure in which Rupert sits quietly is indeed less flamboyant than our previous methods, but it has many advantages, and it is beneficial that we experiment along various lines. Your interest in these sections must indeed compete with the ordinary daily endeavors, and there will be, as you realize, fluctuations in your interest and indeed energy. The regularity of our sessions is our best insurance that they will continue. Rupert is, of course, free when he feels indisposed to call a session off, but I would prefer, when possible, that some sort of session be held, if only a very brief one. You may, of course, Joseph, also call off a session for similar reasons of your own. You are not to feel bound to the sessions, but should have them because you want them. Anything else would defeat their purpose. To continue along the lines of the various fields of actuality in which the human body exists, these fields or systems, being open, are also fields of particular identity within which certain inner and particular laws operate. Forces entering these fields, by the very act of entry, become transformed into the sort of data that can be accepted by the given field. The field is open then, but data passing into it is in a different form from the form it had before entry. There are electrical fields of actuality, which are fields in which the dominating data is electrical. In the same manner that the dominating force or data within your plane is material. In this field, electrical force is the main method by which inner energy expresses itself. This is rather difficult to explain, and yet later it will not seem so. Personality gestalts within this field are built up electrically, with electric components without physical matter. In this field, possibilities and actualities are electrically computed. Their own personalities in some manner exist within this field. This field projects itself, as should be obvious, into your own field of actuality, and as such the personality itself has its existence in both fields, and both systems, being open, are dependent one upon the other, and a failure to survive in one system threatens the survival of the other. This particular electrical field is one of the most closely allied with the physical field. Comparing the whole setup to your own physical universe, the electrical field would be one of the close planets of your own system. Existence in this field has great importance, particularly as far as the physical brain mechanism is concerned, and there are far more connections here than your scientists have yet discovered. The nerve impulses leap and connect the two fields continually and interrelate them in a most intimate manner. Only infrequently does the electrical field protrude visibly into your field. Yet in its own field, it is indeed tangible, but not in terms of matter. This field is also concerned with what you call growth in your own field. Electric impulses within atoms and in molecules are part of the structure of your physical universe, while matter is not perceived directly in the electrical field itself. Where matter would exist there, a concentration of energy forms what you could think of as a body form. Body meaning mass, yet it would not be matter in your terms. Such manifestations in the electric field are much more powerful, in terms of intensity per mass unit, than anything you know. This is a very important point, which will come up with us again in the future. Now again, regardless of current scientific thought, there are at least three different kinds of electric force which your scientists have not yet discovered, and one of these has to do with the intensity of thoughts as they are formed in the intangible mind and translated to the physical brain and then into action, as the case may be. I suggest your break. Break at 9:23. Rob notes, Jane was well dissociated as usual. Her delivery had been brisk, but it slowed up somewhat when she resumed. Again sitting down and with her eyes closed at 9:35. Seth, it is not simply that some weak electrical force exists. within the physical body, but that a portion of the physical body has its actual existence within a strong force field. That the whole physical body has counterparts, so to speak, within this force field. And that, so far, man has discovered only the comparatively weak electrical charges of one particular kind in general, that most obviously protrudes into the physical universe. The physical body, in other words, exists as an electrical body that is not material, that has a particular mass but no weight, whose characteristics are apparent in terms of not varying shapes, but varying intensities and concentrations of electric force. In some respects, there are differences. The mind, which is not physically represented in the material body, does exist electrically. The brain, which exists physically, is a part of the mind in the electric structure. The organs exist electrically. The skin does not exist within this electric counterpart, although the physical skin does contain electric force. Now, if you could see the body as it exists within the electric field, you would certainly not recognize it, for its shape would bear no resemblance to the physical shape as you know it. The electric counterpart to the physical body exists, then, as an identity formed by various electrical systems operating more or less as one. It is an electric reality in which most certainly even thoughts exist as actualities, even moving spheres of more or less dependent electric systems. Emotions are also, then, actualities within the overall electric system, existing not as representations of feeling, but as definite charge action. I want, if possible, to get the idea over that this system involves realities that are directly experienced and vivid, and also that in some ways emotions and thoughts are more directly perceived in that field than your physical field. They are more readily apparent, with more force behind them, acting directly upon the electric environment, without any intermediary steps. That is, they, emotions and feelings and thoughts, exist immediately within the environment as electrical forces within that system. In your system, they need to be translated and given reality by a method of interrelationships. Your field attains its actuality only as a result of the cooperating merger of many other independent systems. The trouble has been that your scientists see or perceive electrical and chemical systems, for example, only in their relationship with the physical system. They do not realize that these systems exist in universe actualities of their own, and that electrical and even chemical systems play a much larger part within the physical system than ever plays within their systems. They could both exist without the world of physical matter, but the world of physical matter could not exist without them. I suggest your break. Break notes, Rob at 10:01. Rob was dissociated as usual. She resumed in the same manner as before at 10:13. Seth. As within your field, inner energy is translated into physical matter through means which I have earlier described. Within the electrical system, inner energy is translated into the characteristics peculiar to that system. Because your system is dependent upon the electrical system in one way or another, counterparts exist within the electrical system for all such phenomena. However, the electrical system contains phenomena that does not appear within your system, although some portions of it may be perceived. These projections so far have never been understood, since they have not been studied objectively, but only in their relation to the physical field. Matter has little effect within the electrical system, but the effects of the electrical system upon physical matter are great. Now, thoughts, human thought, has an electrical reality. Human thought exists as an independent electrical action, and as such it continues to exist within the electrical system long after it has left its point of origin. This is another important piece of information that will also be referred to later. The thought, as an electrical reality, is not subject to the physical laws that bind the physical body. The durability of the thought as an electrical act is determined by its initial electric charge. The electric charge can propel the thought as an electrical action through the apparent dimensions of your physical time in such a manner that it can exist simultaneously within your past and your present. Because a thought, as electric action, may exist both within your past and your present, this is not to say that it becomes two electric actions, one existing in the past and one existing in the future. Rather, the one electric action or thought is simultaneously projected through a peculiarity of its axis so that it appears within your field, not in two places at once, but in two times at once. All thoughts, as mental or electric actions, do not necessarily so appear by any means. I hope to go into these matters more deeply at our next session. Nor have I forgotten that I spoke of an informal session. When your recorder is fixed, we will have such a session, when we can be relieved for once from your note-taking, Joseph. And I even will make room for questions. My fondest wishes to you both. Rob notes, good night, Seth. End at 10:32. Jane was dissociated as usual. She now said she felt better than she had before the session began.